The city of Providence, Rhode Island, is trying to take steps to ease inequities when it comes to who's getting a COVID vaccine. The state of Rhode Island is allowing Providence to give vaccines to people as young as 50 in the city's neighborhoods hardest hit by the pandemic, many of them poorer communities. However, as reporter Lynn Arditti explains, many of those vaccine appointments are being taken by people from more affluent communities.
In a Price Right shopping plaza in one of the city's poorest neighborhoods, the regulars at this storefront clinic are mostly immigrants who speak Spanish, Portuguese, and Creole. They work cleaning offices, washing cars, and filleting fish in grocery stores. Locals call it Clinica Esperanza, or Hope Clinic. Dr. Annie DeGroot is the nonprofit clinic's volunteer medical director. She says about 1 in 4 of their patients has tested positive for the coronavirus.
A lot of our patients have been waiting for the vaccine and dying before they got the vaccine. So we kind of would like to be able to vaccinate our population.
But recently, a new clientele has been showing up to be vaccinated.
Well, they're all white, and they were driving up in BMWs and, you know, Mercedes and SUVs, and they were wearing mink coats.
More than 70% of the people vaccinated at the clinic over a week in mid-February were seniors from outside of Providence.
It's Barrington, it's Bristol, it's Westerly, it's South Kingston, North Kingston.
That's Lauren Green, the associate clinical director.
They're coming from all over Rhode Island.
State health officials say the influx is because a local community organization shared the clinic's registration link with its members, who then shared it with other people outside the community.
Those are people who are in affluent neighborhood who have access to computer, have access to technology, and can easily get on these platforms and book those spaces.
That's Christopher Abulame. He serves on a vaccine advisory committee to the state health department and is Governor McKee's new deputy chief of staff. He says the problem of access is the same for people trying to sign up for a vaccine at their local CVS.
By the time it gets to the minority community, the vaccine is already booked up.
Latinos make up 17% of Rhode Island's population and 30% of COVID-19 cases, but they have received just 9% of the state's vaccine. Black people make up 6% of the state's population and 8% of the cases, but so far, they've received just 4% of the vaccine. Similar disparities are showing up across the country, and experts say the reasons are as deeply rooted as the inequities in America's healthcare system. And those inequities are playing out as Rhode Islanders scour the internet for a vaccine in short supply. Doris De Los Santos, a former board chair of Clinica Esperanza, says the vaccine registration system needs to change.
It is the responsibility of government to set systems right, to serve the population across the board, but more so the disadvantaged.
Rhode Island health officials say plans are underway to target more vaccines to the state's hardest hit zip codes, where many of the state's Black and Latino residents live. That's what they've been doing in Central Falls. And they say they're working with vaccinators to discourage people from sharing registration links with those outside the target communities, as happened with Clinica Esperanza. On a recent Monday afternoon at the clinic, Paul Higgins jokes with a Latina healthcare worker as he rolls up his sleeve for a shot. Higgins is 67 and lives in Warwick. He recently retired from a career in logistics. He says his wife was searching for appointments online when she finally found an opening.
She clicked on one. The first one she clicked on happened to be here, and that's how we ended up coming here.
Joseph Rose is up next. He's 66 and lives in Portsmouth. He owns a real estate company in Newport.
Most people that want the vaccine will go wherever you have to go, unless you can't, you know, if you don't have transportation.
Lack of transportation to mass vaccination sites like the one in downtown Providence is a big reason why Clinica Esperanza is here. And the staff was planning to use the 400 vaccine doses it gets each week for people in these hard-hit communities. That came as a surprise to Rose, the businessman from Portsmouth. No.
I wouldn't have come here then if I thought that was a concern. I didn't know anything about that.
On his way out the door, he wonders aloud whether or not he should return to the clinic for a second shot. But his appointment is already booked. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Lynn Arditti.